Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Without two of the team's biggest offensive weapons, the New England Patriots managed to pull out a 38-31 road victory over the Chicago Bears yesterday. After the game, Pats quarterback Tom Brady said it was an important win.
I think for us to get a win on the road, it was something we've been talking about, something we needed to do, and we played a little bit better today. I think there's still a lot of things we could do better, and the Bears have a good team, so it was a great team win.
The Pats are now all alone on top of the AFC East with a record of 5-2. With us from Chicago this morning at the airport is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. He's with us to talk about the game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So it seems like, a nice margin. The Pats won by 7 points, but it sure felt like a nail-biter all through that game.
It really was. I used the word frenetic with so many back-and-forth, lead changes and sudden changes where the Patriots were in control, and then the Bears took control, and then the Patriots got control back, and back-and-forth it went. So from a mental toughness standpoint, that's definitely a positive for the Patriots that they could come out with a win in that type of game.
So the Pats made a lot of big plays yesterday, but also a lot of mistakes. Give us a taste.
Well, so the big plays came from Josh Gordon, the wide receiver who remains one of the most compelling stories on the team, given his past history with substance abuse problems. He's staying sort of in his lane, doing his job, finished with 100 yards on four catches. His final 55-yard catch and run gave them a big cushion that they ended up needing at the end. And then the mistakes, Bob, 3 turnovers, 2 lost fumbles, as well as 1 interception. Those are things Tom Brady said they have to clean up. They sort of balance against 2 other big plays on special teams. They blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown, the first time they did that since 1996. And they also had a kickoff return for a touchdown in this game with a big play.
You know, it was also a dramatic finish to the game as the Bears ended up just a few inches away from tying the game as time expired. Explain what happened.
It was really an unbelievable, exciting ending because the Patriots had led at one point 38-24 with 8 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. And the Bears came back and close to within 7 points, and then they had the ball. They had to heave it about 65 yards down the field, and the Patriots are playing a very conservative defense where they just try to knock the ball down. The Bears player catches the ball at the 2-yard line, tries to turn to get in the end zone. Thankfully for the Patriots, they had 4 players surrounding him to keep him out, but it was so close that the officials wanted to review the play just to make sure that the Bears player didn't get in the end zone.
And fortunately for Pats fans and the Pats, he didn't. Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski didn't even travel to Chicago due to an ankle and back injury. Pats running back Sony Michel left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury. What's their status?
Well, so the word on Rob Gronkowski is that this was more of a, one-week type thing, and the feeling is that he has a good chance to return next Monday in Buffalo. But, of course, anytime you're dealing specifically with the back injury in this case, you go day-to-day because you never know how that will turn. And Sony Michel's knee injury, which occurred on the first play of the second quarter, certainly looked bad to the eye test. The Patriots have not given an official update, but Michel wasn't available after the game. My sense, and it's just a sense talking to teammates, is that they expect him to be sidelined for the foreseeable future here.
So what are some of the encouraging signs that the Pats take away from this game? And what do they need to work on?
Well, one of the things that was mentioned, right at the start of the interview was they came into this game 0-2 on the road. And so the ability to go into an opposing team's stadium and sort of ride the ups and downs of a game on the road was a very positive development for the team. And also showing that they can win without Rob Gronkowski, one of their key players, is also a big positive for them.
And what do they need to work on?
Well, those turnovers, Bob, this is very uncharacteristic. The Patriots losing 2 fumbles and then also another interception on a play that was sort of batted up in the air, a Tom Brady pass. Tom Brady said if they don't clean that up, they can't expect to continue to win like this. That they're fortunate in that regard. Sort of their 2 big plays on special teams offset their turnovers. So that's one area they really want to clean up.
All right, quick answer to this question, Mike. They're on the road next week, a week from tonight, Monday Night Football in Buffalo. Is this going to be a harder or easier contest than the Bears?
Well, it should be an easier one, although you never know from week to week. The environment should be great. The Bills haven't had a home Monday night game in a long time. So even though they're struggling this year, Bob, they should be energized to have a Monday night game in Western New York.
Speaking with us from Chicago this morning, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Bob.